Hey there, sleep stars. Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things cognitive recharge and focus. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your brain's playing catch up with the demands of life? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that screams 24/7 hustle, but what about the quiet moments when our minds need to truly reset? That's where tonight's episode comes in. How to create a bedtime routine that actually works for you. Not some cookie-cutter schedule, but something personalized and powerful that turns your evenings into sleep sanctuaries. Think of this as your nightly reboot button. A chance to hit pause on the day's chaos, wind down your mental engines, and prepare for a night of deep, restorative sleep. Because let's be real, good sleep is the secret weapon behind peak performance in every area of life. So, what are some key takeaways to make this whole bedtime routine thing a reality? Buckle up, because we're diving in. First things first, ditch the screens, my friends. We're talking phones, laptops, TVs, anything emitting that blue light that messes with your melatonin production, the sleep hormone. It's like trying to fall asleep under a disco ball, not exactly conducive to peaceful slumber. Aim for at least an hour of screen-free time before bed. Instead, grab a good book, listen to some calming music, or have a warm bath. Activities that signal to your brain, hey, it's time to chill. Speaking of chilling, try incorporating relaxation techniques into your routine. Think deep breathing exercises, gentle stretching, meditation, whatever helps you find that inner calm. You know that feeling when you're walking in nature and just breathe deeply? That's the vibe we're going for. It doesn't have to be fancy or time-consuming. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a world of difference. Now, let's talk about your sleep environment. Is it a haven of tranquility, or more like a scene from a horror movie? Think cool, dark, and quiet. Invest in blackout curtains if needed. You want to minimize any light disruptions. White noise machines or calming nature sounds can also help block out distracting noises. Remember, we're aiming for maximum coziness factor. Next up, consistency is key. Try to go to bed and wake up around the same time every day, even on weekends. This helps regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle, your circadian rhythm, and makes falling asleep easier. Think of it like setting your internal clock to sleep mode at a consistent hour. Finally, remember that your bedtime routine is unique to you. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. Experiment with different activities and find what works best for your body and mind. Listen to your needs and adjust accordingly. You're the CEO of your sleep. You know that feeling when you've had a super productive day, but as soon as your head hits the pillow, your mind starts racing? That happened to me last week. I was on a roll with work projects, feeling energized and focused. But then came bedtime, and bam! My brain turned into a popcorn machine, popping out thoughts about unfinished tasks, emails I needed to send, and that leaky faucet in the bathroom. Seriously, why didn't I fix that already? It was exhausting, so I decided to try some of these tips I'm sharing with you tonight. An hour before bed, I put away my phone, dimmed the lights, and started a guided meditation app. By the time I snuggled into bed, my racing thoughts had calmed down, and I drifted off peacefully. The next morning, I woke up feeling refreshed and ready to tackle the day, no more brain fog. It was like hitting the reset button on my entire system. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to craft a bedtime routine that works for you. Remember, prioritize screen-free time, incorporate relaxation techniques, optimize your sleep environment, maintain consistency, and personalize your routine. Sleep is not a luxury, it's an essential investment in your well-being. By prioritizing good sleep habits, you're investing in your cognitive function, physical health, and overall happiness. So, go forth and create that bedtime haven. I can't wait to hear your stories about how these tips transform your sleep. Drop a comment on the episode or tag me on social media. Keep shining bright, sleep stars. Until next time, sweet dreams.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.